Association to Mary Robinson. Mary,
that was Matthew Sweet ending tonight's visit to the Freethinking Festival. From the Sage Gateshead, the producer was Fiona McLean. And we're back at Freethinking tomorrow at 12 noon for Music Matters, when Tom Service's guests include cellist Natalie Klein and opera director Graham Vick. And for full information about the Freethinking Festival, just go to Radio 3's website, where you can also click through to a live video stream of the key Freethinking speakers as they take to the stage and discuss the issues of our time. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. And now at 11 o'clock, it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
A multicultural launching of the programme tonight with an American riverboat shanty, Roll the Woodpile Down, from Bellowhead's new album, Fire Their Broadside, and it's out on Navigator Records. And tonight's programme gets going with a few folk icons, highly appropriate given our studio session comes from Corinne Polwart. We'll hear shortly from Kate Rusby, marking 20 years in the business, but first, the it girl of an earlier generation of folk, Maddie Pryor, collaborating here with Hannah James and one of Bellowhead's original members, Giles Lewin, in a new album, Three for Joy. The honours are evenly spread, so let's listen to a track with Hannah out front. This is Factory Girl.
No more shall I work in a factory to greasy up my clothes. No more shall I work in a factory with splinters in my toes. It's pity me, my darling, it's pity me, I say. It's pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I wear the old black dress, greasy all around. No more shall I wear the old black bonnet with holes all in the crown. It's pity me, my darling, it's pity me, I say. It's pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I hear those drummer wheels rolling over my head. When factory girls are hard at work, I'll be in my bed. It's pity me, my darling, it's pity me, I say. It's pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I see the super come all dressed up so proud, for I know I'll marry a country boy before the year is out. It's pity me, my darling, it's pity me, I say. It's pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I work in a factory to greasy up my clothes. No more shall I work in a factory with splinters in my toes. It's pity me, my darling, it's pity me, I say. It's pity me, my darling, and carry me away.
The Grimethorpe Colliery Band bringing a proper Barnsley flavour to one of Kate Rusby's classic songs, Underneath the Stars, newly recorded for her 20-year anniversary. And the new album, all manner of collaborations there, is called Just 20, and it's out on her own Pure label. Before that was the voice and feet of Hannah James, joined by Giles Lewin and Maddie Pryor in Three for Joy. And let's carry on with more instantly recognisable folk voices and the Finnish vocal combination that is Vartan. They appear on the newest Songlines magazine sampler with this track lifted from their new album, Utu. A return to the studio for them after quite a break, I think some 6 years since. And this track, The Girls from Tuteri.
Treba nitne pa on pase,
From one distinctive vocal sound to another, Vartana were first up there from their album Utu and a songline's top of the world choice for this month, to the Bulgarian flavours of Peronika and their new album out on ARC, A Bright Star Has Risen, the second album from them, focusing more closely on music from southwestern Bulgaria. And my bright star for tonight in session is the most lovely Karim Polwart, who's here with our trio to play songs from the new album Traces, one of the finest releases of the year for my money. So let's get stuck in with her delicate condemnation of Mr. Trump. This is Cover Your Eyes.
I used to come up here with my grandmother and my aunt and my cousins on the bus from Aberdeen with their bandy catchers and play commandos on those tunes. It was a fantastic open space within reach of ordinary people.
This is taken in excess of 25 years ago. Me with the children and my mother paddling. Oh, it was just glorious.
The only wild stretch has been swallowed up by this development.
You realise what you've got and what's going to be taken away.
I was Farrah Fawcett, you were Steve McQueen, and we rode your silver grifter half the way from Aberdeen. And the way how they fall. And I kept a lookout in the marum grass. U-boats on the skyline, commandos at the pass. And the way how they fall. And the tide still ebbs and flows where the Eithun meets the ocean. Not even God himself could stop the northerlies from blowing. You can tear these dunes asunder, pound us wonder into dust, with your cruel hands and crooked hearts laden with lust and expensive lies. But the hare will stumble in to cover your eyes. The hare will stumble in. You You said Michael blew the clouds away, and a scarlet shard of sunset scores the granite grey. And the waves fall, how they fall. And the tide still ebbs and flows, where the island meets the ocean. Not even God himself could stop the northerlies from blowing. The tide still ebbs and flows, where the island meets the ocean. Not even God himself could stop the northerlies from blowing. You can tear these dunes asunder, pound this wonder into dust, with your cruel hands and crooked hearts, laden with lust and expensive lies. But the hair will stumble in to cover your eyes. Heart will stumble in.
Absolutely beautiful. Karine Polwart with her brother Stephen on guitar and Inga Thompson on backing vocals and various atmospherics. Cover Your Eyes is the opening song from the new album Traces, and it's a very timely song as well, with the documentary film You've Been Trumped having been broadcast
just recently.
Telly just in the past week.
Absolutely.
Just tell us a little bit more about the actual background to the song, because like so many of your songs, it's passing comment but taking a very different tack in order to be able to do that.
So. Well, we saw, all three of us, You've Been Trumped in a cinema in Edinburgh just over a year ago, and just were absolutely blown away by it, just kind of outraged and astonished at the backstory. I mean, the backstory is the Trump International Golf Links in Aberdeenshire and a place called Balmedie, which was renowned for its dynamic dune system. It was a site of special scientific interest. And the film documentary made by Anthony Baxter tells the story of that environmental destruction. But the stars of the film are the local residents of the place, and that you heard a couple of the voices there in the introduction to that. And I think that that's the thing that got to me most about the film and about that whole story and the development, was how little we've heard about those hidden voices and the way that they've been treated. And I guess I wanted to write something in response to the film, but something very small and human, I think largely because it's those human stories and memories that attach themselves to places that have no financial corporate value in our world these days, and yet they're kind of essentially what our lives are all about. So the story...
They're essential.
The song is about what really matters when it comes down to it. So it's a very small mind.
And the song has become part of the film now.
Yeah,
as well.
It's lovely. I mean, that wasn't the intent at all, but it's used now in the closing credits for the film. So I just think it's a fantastic film, and if you've not seen it, you know, go to great lengths to see it. It's beautiful and enraging.
What is it about taking a different path towards a subject that makes you write your songs the way you do?
I'm not deliberately trying to be like smart-arsed about it all. I think what I'm always trying to do is say something very human, and I'm not actually just very good at making big, grand political gestures. Other people write songs very well from that standpoint. But for me, it's all about, it has to be something very, very personal and very particular. And I think you can say a lot through particularity that you can't say in big, grandiose statements. And I guess that's what attracts me to this aspect of music. Although what I do now is not in any shape or form traditional music, I take from traditional music that very human essence and, you know, very individual stories that are bigger than themselves. So that's, I guess, what I'm always trying to do.
You've also fessed up in the past to being something of a lyric geek.
I am a
word geek.
No, I am a lyric geek. And when I really enjoyed in a song like that, like I really enjoy using words that have got quite specific local reference, and which you don't even necessarily realise are local until someone comes up and says, "Har? What is har?" And it's like, well, Har, oh my goodness, Har is...
Yes, and when you do, if you do know, and if you have been brought up,
yes.
Har is such and there's no other word that describes the sea mist coming in on the east coast.
Oh, I heard a beautiful, apparently in Norfolk, it's called sea fret, and the sea frets, what I thought was really beautiful as well. But I love that, just occasional use. Again, not to be clever, but because those words just can't be replaced by any other words. So I do labour very much over the lyrics. But I think what's different about the songs that we've put together for this album is that I've tried as hard to make the music tell the story as the lyrics. And I feel like it's the first time where the two have actually been happily joined together. So there's a deliberate kind of cinematic approach to both the lyrical imagery and to the way that the music is constructed as well.
Now, what is it about you and birds?
Yeah, I know. Cause my good luck song, the song that's been longest in my repertoire of my own songs, is a song called Follow the Heron that I first wrote when I was a member of Malinky. It's 10 years old now.
And your record label is also...
It's called Hegarty Music, which is the Shetland word for the heron. So I love birds, and I guess I love birds and animals and the kind of symbolism that is attached to them, the cultural symbolism. So actually two of the songs we're going to play for you here are inspired by bird symbolism. And one of them has made it onto the album Traces. It's called King of Birds. And it comes from an Irish folk tale about the birds were having a fight amongst themselves about who should be king. And they decided it should be whichever bird could fly the highest. So the chickens had a go, didn't get very far. The thrushes and then the skylark even had a go. They can go quite high, but no chance. And then the hawks, and eventually it was the eagle who soared up to the very highest point and declared himself the king of birds. Just at that point, a little wren poked its head out of the wing feathers of the eagle. And so the wren is the king of birds in Irish mythology for its wit and its guile and its ingenuity. And I love that notion. So I have a song called King of Birds, which is actually about Christopher Wren, the architect of St Paul's. So the whole song is a musing upon St Paul's Cathedral and the Occupy movement and how places again take on a meaning that's bigger than themselves. But I managed to get a bird and a wee bit of myth into it. So it's a bit of a geekish protest song.
Well, would you play us your geekish song then?
Sure.
At Ludgate Hill, on the cracked and blackened cobbles of the town, the ashes fall to rest as the tiny king of birds he flutters down to build a citadel to light glory in the dark and from hell to breathe hope in every heart. Oh, 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 oh. At Ludgate Hill, through the siren screams, the heavens burn again. The city holds its breath as the tiny little king in slumber bed arises from the dust to light glory in the dark and through the frost to breathe hope in every heart. Oh, 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 of smoke and mirrors bruise the sky. The pilgrims huddle in as the tiny king of birds begins to cry. The people start to sing to my glory in the dark, to ring the bell and to breathe hope in every heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Thanks so much to Kareen and the band, Brother Stephen Polwart and Inga Thompson. More from them later on here on World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. Let's carry on with a duo collaboration now between Baba Mal's longtime sideman, Malik Patiso, and Kora player, Bao Sissoko, both Senegal-born and Belgian-based these days. It's been hailed as the finest exile album of the year. Here they are with Kora Julo from Aduna. Thank you.
Zoneni
Nise
Zami
Zonweni Zami Alwa Zeluange
Lula Zeluange Lula
Luami Sindi Sana
Ngiyavumangithi
sindisiwa
ngizowethemba
ngizowe
baba
wethemba njalo
ngisesemhlabeni
ngise semhlabeni
ngizokukhonza
ngizo
futhi baba
ukhonza
futhi ngothando lwami
motha
Abangia bonga,
oba,
abangia bonga, ngenhliziyo
yange, nhliziyo yami,
ngiyavuma,
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 sindisi wami.
Tiene dolor
Another visit to the Natural Mind album from Tibet's Yongchen Sonami, with the Freedom Song, an optimistic track in praise of the heroes and heroines, as she characterises them, who fight for freedom. Before that, a gospel track of God's love from Vusa Makea and his transcontinental album, taking in various points from his current home in Vienna back to his roots in Zimbabwe. And first up, Malik Patiso and Bao Sissoko. Their new album is called Aduna. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and it's time to welcome back my session guests for this evening, Karine Polwart and her trio, with songs from the new album Traces. And they're going to carry on with a fantastic evocation of childhood, and I have to say, the bonniest description I've ever heard of BP's petrochemical plant in Grangemouth. This is Tinsel Show.
In the east the fires are burning, spires of stone and steel, smokestack engine turning, wheel upon wheel. From a window, such a wonder, galaxies have come to land. She sees stars and spells and spangles, sparklers in her hand. And the eyes of ages watch her tinsel show, while hireling wages steal our dreams from our souls. In the east the fires are burning, spires steel, smokestack engine turning, wheel upon wheel. From a window, such a wonder, flying saucers on the shore. She sees disco lights and diamonds, boulder, iron, sword. And the eyes of ages watch her tinsel show, while hireling wages steal our dreams from our souls. Minarets of industry, spinnerets of alchemy, belfry towers for bells to ring in, colonnades of chemistry and cavalcades of conjury, choir stalls for hearts to sing in, minarets of industry and spinnerets of alchemy, belfry towers for bells to ring in, colonnades of chemistry and cavalcades of conjury, choir stalls for hearts to sing. Are burning.
Karine Polwart's Tinsel Show live here on World on 3, her trio in session for us, and one of my favourite songs on the album, Traces. And I think the thing I like about this song, Karine, is that, well, if you were brought up in the central belt of Scotland, you think of BP Grangemouth as something really quite brutal, and you've made a thing of beauty of it.
Yeah, it was quite unexpected, because Stephen and myself, we grew up just a few miles away from Grangemouth, and it really is the dominant thing on the horizon line from our family home in Stirlingshire. And to be fair, during the day, it's pretty rank. But on a winter's night, you know, it really is beautiful, and actually still kind of beautiful if you spend, you know, suspend all that you know about. It looks a little bit like kind of Disney World has landed in the Central Belt.
If you're a kid.
If you're a kid, yeah.
And it struck me as rather strange that for two folk who've ended up, brother and sister, who've ended up playing in a band together, you didn't really make music together as kids.
No. In fact, Stephen didn't start playing the guitar until I went away for a year on an exchange to Canada. And I left my guitar at home. And when I came back, he was like a guitar god. And that was at the age of 16 or 17, you know. So we didn't actually play together till about 10 years later. It's kind of a happy accident that things have turned out the way that they are. Neither of us were destined to be musicians, so...
You were destined to be sports people, actually, in the weren't you?
Well, that's why we were well acquainted with Grangemouth, because of the stadium at Grangemouth. We were fast runners. But now we make music. It's lovely.
Well, the last song you're going to give us isn't actually from the Traces album, but this is something new.
No, I know you're supposed to promote your album, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we keep slinging...
It's the birds thing, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's a song, it's actually only about 6 weeks old, and it came together backstage at Antober in Tobermory, just
a
before we did
a art centre.
It's beautiful, like
up
a little
at the top of the hill.
Oh, it's gorgeous! Just you only squeeze 60 people in there, and it's called The Robin, and it's inspired by a wee visit to my kitchen by a robin, and the subsequent Google frenzy that it sent me on to find out about robins and what they represent. And maybe you can tell me if this is true or not, but I read in several places that in the Western Isles of Scotland and the west of Canada, there's a beautiful story about how robins get their red breast, and it has to do with a family sleeping beside the fire, and the fire dies down dangerously low, and the mother has gone off to get food for the kids, and the wolves are coming in around the fire, and there's a robin watching all this kind of unfold, and as the fire gets so low that the wolves are about to pounce upon the kids, the robin swoops down and blows up the fire to keep it going and burns all the feathers on its breast, and the mother gets back in time and everyone lives happily ever after. It's a beautiful story. Don't know whether it's true or not, it's beautiful. So I've just written a song for the robin.
We'll take it as truth. Karine, it's been lovely having you in here.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Have not a heavy heart.
song of everyone who's been and gone. And is your bold melodious song the song of everyone who's still to come?
The newly hatched robin, a new song, brand new song from Corinne Polwart and her trio. Thanks so much to Corinne and to Stephen and Inga for tonight's session. Just gorgeous stuff altogether. The new album is called Traces and it's out on her own Hegri music label. And the tour continues later this month with gigs in Stirling, Aberdeen, Inverness, Innerleithen in the Borders and the grand finale at Edinburgh's Queen's Hall on the 30th of November on St Andrew's Night. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and Persia is the next destination with Salar Agili and the Rumi Ensemble, formed to celebrate the 700th birthday of the great Sufi poet Rumi. This is Roz Oshab.
شبای روز و شب سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شبای روز و شب در هوایت بیقرارم روز و شبای روز و شب سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شبای روز و شب زان شبی کم وعده دادی وعده دادی روز وصل زان شبی کم وعده دادی وعده دادی روز وصل روز و شب را می شمارم روز و شب را روز و شب روز و شب را می شمارم روز و شب را روز و شب تا چه در مغز من است، یک زمانی سر نخارم روز و شب. بس که کشت مهر جانم تشنه است، بس که کشت مهر جانم تشنه است، زبر دیده عشق بارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، زبر دیده عشق بارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب. سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، روز و شب، سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، روز و شب، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز وصل، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز وصل، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، در هوایت بیقرارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز وصل، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز وصل، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، تا نیایی آنچه در مغز من است، یک زمانی سر نخارم روز و شب. بس که کشت مهر جانم تشنه است، بس که کشت مهر جانم تشنه است، زبر دیده عشق بارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، زبر دیده عشق بارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب. هوایت بیقرارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، در هوایت بیقرارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، سرز کویت بر ندارم روز و شب، آی روز و شب، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز بس، زان شبی کم وعده دادی، وعده دادی روز بس، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، روز و شب را می شمارم، روز و شب را، روز و شب، روز و شب را، روز و شب، روز و شب را، روز و شب.
Vine de Roma, lo tamburello mia, vine de Roma, cam. I'm
From the Rumi Ensemble and Sala Aghili, we then heard the young ensemble Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino from down in the heel of Italy with Tamburi Dohu. And they're a group specialising in the pizzica dances that are part of the Tarantella genre down in southern Italy. They'll also be playing a session for Lopacatari on World on 3 in 2 weeks' time. That's after a break for the programme next week for the London Jazz Festival. And finally, from Serbia, Felix Lajko, who features on the second of two World Roots specials from the Womex World Music Expo. Also featuring in that programme will be Makumba, a young band from Zimbabwe whose music rises out of the thunder of the Victoria Falls.
halane di salo de bobundo. Aile de boboni koe. Aile di do boni non. Mamadu mamadu atu korengel kotor gengel nyaku fidi kam hakunde bole mi do tallo he mi do tallo he mi do tallo kido yo arriminam.
A singer true to his roots in southern Senegal, that was Abdou Diop on only his second album release despite a long musical career. The song was Kodo, a warning to beware of an evil stranger. Before that, a singer relatively little known outside his native Guinea but a complete superstar at home and in Mali. Maybe this album, wacky keyboards and all, will make the difference. Sekuba Bambino from the new release Innovation, with guest rapping vocals there from Neig Mass, and the album is out on Loose Africa. First up was Makumba, and do be sure to check out the World Roots specials for the next couple of weeks from the World Music Showcase WOMIX. Next up, an Australian couple, Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson. They first met in the recording studio when Casey came in to sing on one of Shane's albums. This new recording is released on the influential Nashville label Sugar Hill, but it was recorded at Casey's brother's studio deep in the Australian bush. From the album Wreck and Ruin, this is Up or Down.
Say, oh, can you say where you be, Brad? flags every morning, stars and stripes and the maple jack. One for him and one for his wife, and after the heart attack, he still walked out down the hill, gave that cord a tug. Stars and stripes for his country, a maple leaf for the one he loved. And she was a level-headed woman, Canadian pioneer stock. He was a city boy who loved his toys, and they spent their summer by the ferry dock in Wisconsin. And it reminds her home, where the hummingbirds feed and blue jays screech, just like Ontario. And the years rolled on, pushed along by that cruel old master time. She held him close and loved him dear, yet slowly lost his mind. And then he passed on. In Chicago, Illinois, she was again a 19-year-old country girl in love with a city boy. And he still sleeps beside her. It's strange, but it feels the same. When she stops breathing in her sleep, she swears and calls her name. Those two flags still fly every morning, sure as the rising sun. Maple leaf for her country, stars and stripes for the one she loves. Stars and stripes for the one she loves.
An Illinois man whose songs are rooted in observation, imagining and writing about the folks he walks past on the street. Al Scorch and Two Flags from his current album Tired Ghostly Town. Before that, a favourite duo for this show, Cahalen Morrison and Eli West. And that's from their new release, Our Lady of the Tall Trees. And the first of three was Casey Chambers and husband Shane Nicholson. Casey from a very musical family down under, who has, amongst her claims to fame, one of the Rugby World Cup anthems. Now, this next album is something of a World on Three special. Two artists I have a lot of time for. Lewis-born Ian Morrison made a Vermont connection through various routes and ended up playing Orpheus in Aeneas Mitchell's Celtic Connections performance of her Hadestown opera. That connection also led on to Ian working with Aeneas's producer Michael Chomney. And the end result is this, Ian's new album, To the Horizon, Sir.
Call me lover. winter's morning, me horn I did blow. To the green hills of Kilda, 4 hours did go. We gathered our dogs and we circled around, for who loves this sport more than the boys of the town? And when we arrived, they were all standing there. We set off for the fields in search of a hare. We didn't get far till someone gave a cheer. Over high hills and valleys, this sweet puss did stare. As we flew o'er the hills, 'twas a beautiful sight. There was dogs black and yellow, there was dogs black and white. She took the black bang to try them once more. Oh, it was a last length o'er the hills of green moor. In a field of wheat stubble this sweet puss did lie, and Rory and Charmer they did pass her by. And there while we stood at the foot of the brae, oh, we heard the last words that this sweet puss did say. Oh, no more are the green hills of Kilda I'll run, nor skip through the fields in sport nor fun, nor hear the loud horn Joe Toner does play. I'll go back to me den by the clear light of day. At his old capers this many's a year. Both Saturdays and Sundays he'll never give up, with a pack of strange dogs round the hills of green moor.
As I walked out by them Oxbury banks, where all the maids of Australia do play their wild pranks, by a shady green bough I sat myself down, where the bird songs are gaily enchanting all round, in the forest of happy Australia, in the forest of happy Australia. Where the maidens are handsome and gay. Well, I had not been long in that beautiful scene, where all the fields are delightful, the trees evergreen, when a pretty fair damsel to me did appear. To the banks of the river she quickly drew near. She's a native of happy Australia. She's a native of happy Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay. Well, she took off her clothes and before me she stood, just as naked as Venus, what come from the flood. She looked me in my face and smiling says she, oh, this is the robe that Dame Nature gave me on the day I was born in Australia. On the day I was born in Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay. Then she jumped in the water without fear or dread, and her boot beautiful limbs she exceedingly spread, and her hair hung in ringlets, and the colour it was black. She cried, "Sir, you can see how I swim on my back in the streams of my native Australia. In the streams of my native Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay." But being tired of swimming, she come to the brink. "Oh, sis, be kind, sir, for I'm sure I shall sink." So like lightning I flew, took her fast by the hand. But my foot, it did slip, we both fell to the sand. And I entered the bush of Australia. And I entered the bush of Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay. So we sported together in the highest of glee, in the finest Australia you ever did see, till my head on her beautiful breast did incline, and the sun in the west all its glories resigned. Then I left this fair maid of Australia. Then I left this fair maid of Australia, just as the moon did shine.
Truly exuberant singing, I think. Two classic voices of English folk there, Peter Bellamy and Anne Briggs. They feature on a fine new compilation on the Shenty, their latest beginner's guide, expertly compiled by Colin Irwin. And before that, a son of the Western Isles, Ian Morrison, from his new album, recorded in Greenock, Vermont, Lewis and Glasgow. And that's just about it for this week. Lopa Catari will be back in 2 weeks' time with the Italians Canzionere Gricanico Salentino in session. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the lovely Nuala Kennedy, who'll be with me in session, also in World on 3, on St Andrew's Night. That's on the 30th of November. But before I play Nuala, we'll have, first of all, Show of Hands, Coming Home, from their new album, Wake the Union. Thanks to Roger Short producing tonight, the whole studio crew, and of course, Corinne Polwart and her trio. Good night.
Born in the North Country, raised in the West, it was his mother and sister that knew him the best. Eager to learn, but he struggled at school. Too swift with his fists, too slow with the town. He raised hell with his mate, and they only slowed down when they started to date. A natural made father as fine as his own, into the man the boy had now grown. Tattooed their names, a heart and a crest. He fought with his brothers and served with the best. 20 years, 3 months and a week since the day he was born. He's coming home now, family have been informed.
Oh, the dove, she loves. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Most of this opening couple of hours given out to a concert by the Atrium Quartet, a concert they gave in Switzerland at the end of 2011. Three string quartets from them, Beethoven's Opus 132, one of his late quartets, and before it, this Russian ensemble in Shostakovich's third quartet. And here, first of all, the String Quartet No. 2 by Anton Arensky. He was a generation on from Tchaikovsky and wrote this quartet in 1894, the year after Tchaikovsky died, as a tribute to him. The slow movement, theme and variations on a Tchaikovsky theme went down so well at the premiere, Arensky soon arranged it as a separate piece for string orchestra.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.